Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American journalist. He's a political correspondent. He serves as executive director of Honest Reporting. It's not what we want to talk to him about, but once I've got him, I'm going to say, good morning, Gil, how are you? And then ask him what's going on. Gil?
I'm okay. Wonderful being with you this morning.
It is always great to chat to you. Can you figure out what is going on with, is this guy really going to be released and then fly to Qatar if his health permits it? I mean, that seems like a whole different type of hostage parade to that which we've seen, coupled with the aeroplane donated by Qatar, with everything that's going on. I feel like I'm getting whiplash.
I don't think you should ask an Israeli if you want to know what's going on. Unfortunately, Israel's being kept in the dark about what's happening. This is an American hostage, the last living American hostage, though there are unfortunately dead ones. That is being released because of America and because of the relationship between the President of the United States and Qatar. And so if you want to know what's going on, call up Qatar or call up Washington, I guess.
Yeah, we have spoken to Washington this morning. Didn't really get many answers that we were hoping for either. But either way, we're going to wait and see how all of this plays out. Let's talk about the situation in terms of campuses in the United States. And there's obviously been a lot of research done, a lot of work. You guys have been very involved in looking into the anti-Semitism on campuses across the United States. Give us a sense of what you have found.
Look, there's a 10-front battle that Israel's fighting right now. Israel's fighting in 7 military fronts that everyone knows. Israel's fighting in mainstream media and social media. That's 2 more fronts. And there's the college campuses throughout the world. And out of all these 10 fronts, Israel's made a lot of progress. I would argue that the one that Israel made the least progress with is the campus in the United States, where anti-Semitism might be down by 20%, which could sound great if it weren't up by 200% the year before.
Right.
And the problem is when it gets downplayed instead of being taken very seriously. So, I mean, Harvard had to acknowledge what it was going through in a report. And then when the media outlets covered it, they talked to anti-Zionist Jews and professors and the people who head anti-Israel organizations happen to be Jewish, who made all kinds of statements downplaying. And I feel terrible for the kids at Harvard that are going through this and whose suffering is basically being mocked by the mainstream media.
The fact, though, that the amount of funding has been withdrawn both from government and private or institutionalized investors or donors, that must surely give Harvard a reason to pause and to consider if maybe they're getting this wrong.
Look, they have an interim president who doesn't seem so interim anymore, who is a Jew, who was raised Orthodox and might still be, for all I know, in Alan Garber. And he is under tremendous pressure. That is one of the hardest jobs in the world right now. He obviously cares about the well-being of the Jews on his campus. He obviously doesn't want to have money taken away. He's trying to do what he can in a very challenging environment. I don't envy it, but still, you know, just like I wouldn't send a kid to WITS,
yeah,
I wouldn't send a kid to Harvard. People listening to this should be sending their kids to Israel. We have wonderful universities. I teach at the College of Management, Academic Studies in Rishon LeZion. I teach communications, political strategy, political psychology. It's a beautiful campus, beautiful students, good education. Check us out.
And there we go, an unashamed plug. The truth is that I was actually having a conversation with somebody from WITS over the weekend, and they say it's a virtually non-existent, the Israel-Palestinian issue on WITS campus. Cape Town University, UCT, very, very, very different. But somehow WITS has seemed to actually manage it a lot better, and we don't seem to be having much intimidation. That said, the question is there enough real desire from the universities two in the camp college campuses in the United States to fix what has been clearly a long-term problem. This just isn't this isn't new.
We'll just hope that the government in America sticks on it, because, you know, about Israel, they initially sounded like they would be adopting some of Israel's positions regarding Iran, regarding the hostages, regarding Gaza, and they've backed off some of those. And we have reason to fear that they'll back off this too. And that's why we need to have the media be reporting things accurately. And I'm continuing with my plugs. That's why we need honest reporting to be monitoring the media and making sure that all this gets reported correctly. So because a watchdog is needed at this sensitive time.
Right, right. And it really is. And I guess that is the question, is it's not a quick fix. It's not a one-day wonder. And it does require a tremendous amount of vigilance. The fact is as well, is it often will be that the result will be, as you mentioned, that less Jewish students or Zionist students will go to those college campuses, to those universities, and so it gets worse and worse, which is definitely a problem.